7:52 on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently at 37 degrees now in mid-Michigan. Beautiful blue skies. Thanks so much for listening to the program. We do know that Julie, Case, and Cade are listening. We appreciate that. James is here, as is Linda Lynch, who is the president of KI Technology Group. They, of course, handle all of our computer needs for the Tony Conley Morning Show, not only here in studio, but at the home office. Linda, how are you?
I'm good, Tony, and you?
Well, you look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with your nice red outfit on there.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, you've usually got something going on the road. What's your next trip that's coming up?
My next trip is not till May. I'm going to Dallas for some peer group meetings.
All right. In the most recent newsletter, it was interesting. I love the way you title this, Dealing Crack. There's an app for that. When I saw that, I had to start reading some more to figure out what it was. Tell us about it.
Well, someone developed an application that was initially called Drug Lords, I believe. And the premise was that just like we buy many things or we get recommendations for where to buy many things, that there could be an app where you could where drugs would be offered for sale and you would know where to go to get them and you could rate the sellers. Needless to say, Apple didn't think too much of that. So the developers said that, you know, they did not intend it to be, you know, real. It was just supposed to be a game. They rewrote it and retitled it, and now it's selling something in lollipops. I don't remember exactly what, but the point of the article is, you know, if we all agree that lollipops is code for heroin, it could still be used to sell drugs.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
Now, last week when you were on the show, we ran out of time, but I wanted to ask you, because something of great interest to many business owners is how to get your email broadcast open, delivered, and responded to. And you and I are a lot alike, and I'm sure a lot of people are. We get besieged by all these emails, and most of them, before I even think about opening them, I just click them right out of there. And usually when I don't know the source of it, I get out of there because I want to make sure it doesn't do anything to my computer. So what can we do to make sure people open our email?
Well, the point of this particular article was talking about the importance of getting people to opt in before you start sending them email. So you can offer on your website something of value to someone who might be a prospect. It might be a free report. It might be a monthly or a weekly newsletter. There might be offers if you were a restaurant. You might have offers for coupons or special offers that you're going to offer to people who sign up to be part of the mailing list. So you want people to raise their hands and say, I'd like to receive communications from you. Obviously, the people who want to hear from you are a lot more likely to open the email than the people that you're just, you know, hitting out of the blue. So the article is saying it's not a good idea just to go and try and find email addresses and add them to your list. Do something that will get people to sign up and then put those people on your email
list. So create a relationship, if you will.
Right, right. The other thing that's important is putting a way for people to opt out of the list in the email.
An easy way, maybe on the same page of the email you get.
Right, right. There should be an unsubscribe link or instructions for what to do if you want to unsubscribe. That's actually required by law that you do that if you're sending broadcast emails.
Now, a lot of the emails that we get from different news sources, they may send me an article and I can sign up. If not, same thing with my DJ business. If I bought something from somewhere or I looked at a website that had music information, they will do the same thing. So you're almost qualifying your prospective customer.
Right. That's exactly right.
And success rate of that is going to be a lot better than if you just blindly send them out.
Right.
Yeah. How many emails do you get a day, do you think?
Hundreds.
Yeah?
hundreds.
And how many of those do you just eject out of there?
Quite a few. I think my deleted folder goes back 2 weeks. And when I was in there yesterday, there were well over 1,000 messages
in
there.
Goodness.
So A lot. There were over 1,000 that I hadn't read, that I had just deleted without opening. There were a lot more that I did read and then deleted. So I didn't note the exact number, but I estimate I get a couple hundred a day at least.
All right. And for folks who want more information, not only about this, but other things with dealing with their technology, where can they go?
They can give us a call at 517-333-6540 or visit our website at kitechnologygroup.com.
Thanks, Linda.